Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
For your losses this series, obviously by one run, just how frustrating is it to be right there and come up short?
It's frustrating, but it just shows we're right there. You know, Cubs are leading the division, 4 1-run games, came out on top on one. You know, obviously wish it was more. Guys are battling, we're right there, pitching is doing a heck of a job keeping us in it, and we had a chance in the 3 games we lost, for sure.
So that's Pirates manager Don Kelly. He says the team is right there. They are 14-17 in one-run games. They've been much better in one-run games since Don Kelly took over. And I think the eye test tells you that, yeah, they're closer to contention than they were, obviously, when Derek Shelton was the manager. Don Kelly's done a nice job. They're a game under 500 with him at the helm. And joining us now is Lunchbox Hero 45, Travis Snyder. He was a member of the 2012 Pirates that were on the come up, and a member of the 2013 Pirates that did finally break through, and they advanced the divisional round of the playoffs, and we're excited about this. Travis has done some stuff for Sportsnet Pittsburgh. No Neil Walker the next couple of weeks, so Travis, kind enough to join us. Hi, Travis. How you doing? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Travis, it was funny, man. We were actually talking about you on the air a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you saw this. Denzel Clark for the Athletics made one of the great catches you'll ever see, where he scaled the wall in center field and brought back that home run ball. And then a lot of people on Twitter and Pirate circles were sharing the catch you made against the New York Mets back in 2012. Do you remember that one? Was that the best catch you ever made?
Absolutely. I think growing up watching Ken Griffey Jr. here in Seattle, watching him scale the wall in the King Dome, and all the other great outfielders during that time, ESPN top 10s were kind of the thing when we were kids. So to be able to do that at the major league level in a city like New York, just after getting traded over with the Pirates, it was a memory I'll never forget. And actually one that my son likes to bring up as often as he can.
It's one of the great catches, at least in recent Pirates history. There was one that Brian Giles made that Brandon Phillips hid back when he played for Cleveland back in the day. And Giles stuck his foot in the left field fence and then reached over. But those are a couple of the best catches we've ever seen. We've been talking about the Pirates for the last hour or so, Travis, and I think Don Kelly's right. They're closer than they've been. They've been playing good baseball. You obviously were a member of the 2012 club, 13 club, 14 club, and 13 and 14, you guys made the playoffs, but in 2012, you guys sort of faded down the stretch. But did you know in 2012 that you might have something special brewing there?
Absolutely. I think as a culture within the clubhouse, we had to learn what extreme ownership really meant in the world of professional sports. You have front offices, you have coaching staffs, you have the fan base, you have the media, all these outside kind of pressures or narratives that are getting pushed into your clubhouse. And I think, I would love to see those guys in Pittsburgh continue to galvanize and grow together as a unit with Don at the helm now, and give them an opportunity to really just put it all in there, out there on the field every single day, and give the Bucco fans what they deserve.
I think you are preaching, if you will, to the choir here, because Pirates fans feel that way. This is a great baseball town, as you've seen. What was the difference between 2013 and 2012? Because, I mean, you guys were like lightning out of a bottle in 2013, and then you add Garrett Cole to the mix, and, well, the rest is history.
Yeah, I think, as I mentioned before, you know, leadership stepping up and saying we're not going to allow any of these excuses or crutches that we like to use as professional athletes and as human beings, right? There's always going to be excuses, whether that's injury, that's poor play, that's, you know, a shakeup in the roster or in the coaching staff. And I think as professional athletes, the leadership really starts to matter when you get to on the cusp of being a playoff contending team. And we had guys like AJ Burnett and Clint Barmas, Neil Walker, Andrew McCutchen, Pedro Alvarez, where, you know, as a young group of leaders mixed with some good veterans, we were able to come together and really pick each other up throughout the long season, which everybody knows baseball is an incredibly long season. So the monotony of the day-to-day grind that the fans and the media really ride those highs and lows, and how you can maintain that consistency within that energy field that is the clubhouse, really allows guys to go out there and compete for each other instead of all the external noise that starts to creep in throughout the season when people doubt you or you go through a tough streak, and recognizing there's going to be ebbs and flows. But if we can keep this thing as steady as possible, it's going to give us the best chance to be at the end of the season playing for something special.
Travis Snyder joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. You mentioned AJ Burnett there, and we just talked to Neil about this a couple of weeks ago. Neil Walker, of course. That AJ Burnett was not, like you said, about that outside noise, to the point where Neil was once looking at his iPad, putting together his fantasy football lineup, and AJ Burnett went over, grabbed the iPad, smashed it, and said, "We're not doing that here. We're focused on baseball." And then the next day, AJ Burnett had given him, he gifted him a new iPad that was just sitting there in his locker. So was it really AJ who was kind of leading the charge there, and then everyone else sort of fell in lockstep with him?
Man, I'm dying laughing here. You can't see my face, but I had a chance to play with AJ in Toronto and yeah. got to know him there, and then got to know him again in Pittsburgh. And you know, we would joke with AJ on start day, we'd call him JA because he was just one of those guys you were almost walking on eggshells around. And he evolved his leadership style a lot when he went through what he went through in New York, and then becoming, you know, kind of that guy in the clubhouse in Pittsburgh. And I think, you know, if you asked AJ now, he's calmed down a lot in his old age. He was very fiery and really set the tone in that clubhouse as far as what the accountability was going to look like, and kind of bringing that old school mentality from a leadership standpoint. And I think as we, you know, a young core nucleus of guys that were around the same age, a few years younger than AJ, started to recognize how can we leverage this energy, right? The JA energy. How can we leverage the energy amongst each other in the clubhouse and really hold each other accountable? Even though Walker and I definitely love fantasy football, and that's something we continue to do throughout our entire careers at the major league level. I'm actually a two-time Pirates League champ. No big deal on that.
There you go.
The opportunity for us to really hold each other accountable instead of expecting the front office or the coaching staff. And it wasn't always the negative energy that we joke about with JA. It was the plane rides. It was the bus rides. It was the time that you spend off the field together and building that, like I mentioned, that energy field. It really becomes a family. And I think that's where AJ was always the guy that was inviting guys up to his suite to be able to hang out, hang, you know, on the road and spend time together in a safer setting. And I think that's something you'll always be grateful for. My experience in Pittsburgh with AJ is seeing that kind of transformation of the leader he became there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Just spending a lot of time in various clubhouses and locker rooms and such, I've always felt like the best teams, they have strong leadership from their manager or their head coach, but you need to be player-driven as well. What is the role of a manager? What was Clint Hurdle's role in keeping you guys singularly focused?
I think Clint's, one of his greatest superpowers is his ability to speak. And the way he and Neil started to build the culture of the organization, even before I got there, and it wasn't perfect. And if you ask Clint and Neil, they'll tell you that too. But they were really committed to this idea that we have to build a culture instead of just the branding of a culture. And they brought in a lot of really good people, whether that be on the player side or on the coaching side or the support staff side. So we had just a good core group of men and women who were bought in and pulling the rope in the same direction. And I think that was one of Clint's strengths is really being able to stand up in front of a group of guys and deliver a message that motivates guys and brings people together instead of what, you know, I think in years past and the way the game's evolved, the leadership style that they were bringing into this culture was different than just the old school, we're just going to get in your face and blow you up when you make a mistake. And that's where I think Clint has really thrived in his career as a coach, is he understood how hard the game was. He had all these expectations that, you know, he's talked about publicly and the mistakes that he's made on and off the field. And I think when you see people in a leadership role that are taking ownership and being vulnerable and not standing up there like the game's easy and that you guys should win every game when you step on the field, it was really just cultivating a mindset collectively as a group for us to be able to pull for each other. And again, as you get guys like Garrett Cole and some of the other young, talented guys that we had during that time, and guys like Josh Harrison, and then all the role players that came in throughout those years that I was there, myself being one of those, just the way we pulled for each other, whether it was as bench players, as starters, as bullpen guys, whatever the roles were, it was a really cohesive unit. And I credit Neil and I credit Clint and the leaders in that clubhouse for really taking that concept and building something around it.
All right, we're up against it time-wise, so this might not be fair for me to do, but you say you're a two-time champ in the Pirates Fantasy Football League. Who stinks? Like, who's the guy who drafts a kicker round two?
Jared Hughes, he drafted the backup tight end for the Dallas Cowboys because he was a Cowboys fan. And it was kind of a joke, but, you know, we played for some decent money at that time. So I would definitely say Jared Hughes was the guy we look forward to getting in the league every year.
Travis, this was a lot of fun, man. We really appreciate you jumping on. I know you're on West Coast time, so thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. No better way to enjoy a cup of coffee than chatting with you guys.
My man. Thank you, Travis. Hopefully we can do this soon.
Absolutely. Have a great one. Good
you
luck,
too.
Pirates.
Yeah, let's go Bucks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.